News Talk 1110 993 WBT. I am Brett Witterble. Well, there's a brand new Gallup poll out that says the majority of Americans say that local crime is getting worse. And that's according to that brand new Gallup poll. This dismal outlook was terrible enough last year when Gallup showed 38% of people believed crime was up in their local areas. But this latest survey shows 51% of people are convinced that local crime is rising. It's a very serious issue. It's an issue that moves votes in a big way. And with all the pressure to defund the police movement and for the cops to stop being involved in fighting crime, what's going to end up happening? Well, I want to welcome to the program a new guest, Michael Letts. He's the founder of Invest USA. They're a charitable organization that donates bulletproof vests to police and other first responders. Welcome to the program, Michael. Appreciate you making time for us.
Well, we're delighted to be here and delighted that the job you're doing to make a difference in our nation and in our communities is very commendable. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. Look, it's never been, I think, arguably, it's never been more dangerous and risky to be involved in law enforcement. Increasingly, there's violence at nearly every turn, cities, communities, local areas as well. Talk a little bit about this challenge, because if the majority of Americans are saying crime's getting worse, that means they need more police officers to help them out. But the politicians don't seem to want to do that.
No, they don't. It's actually part of a plan and a effort they've been doing for a number of years to remove the very last freedom that this country enjoys. One of the things standing in the way of them being able to do that, and I'm talking about making America socialist or Marxist, is our local and state police. And so they have targeted them over the last 15 years. They targeted them initially when Obama first took office. You recall the black Harvard professor that was attempting to get into his own home, but his neighbors called the police, and he felt like he was being discriminated against. So they issued the plea nationwide that law enforcement was racist, which, of course, when the black officers didn't go along with that, that didn't work out too well. So, but they tried to give us a black eye that we were racist and didn't care about the people that we were protecting. They went from there to not funding necessary equipment, which is where Invest was born, active shooter vests, well, bulletproof vests for our officers to make sure that they are properly taken care of. And then they went from there to defunding police altogether. That backfired on them pretty well. And then they went from there to creating policies and regulations that make it almost impossible for law enforcement to do their job. You're automatically viewed as guilty in whatever action you take until you can prove your innocence. And, of course, that's a difficult and challenging thing to do when seconds matter between life and death. And then now the final thing that they've done is to determine that officers have to have the mandated vaccination or they can't work and they lose all their pension and all their retirement. What a tragedy to treat officers who are heroes, especially when you consider 9/11 just 20 years ago. We were lauded for rushing in knowing we weren't coming back out. And now suddenly we're put into a light that we're the public enemy number one with bullet targets on our back. And that's literally what has happened. There's been an assault on law enforcement ever since. And that is why law enforcement has had to stand down. That's why so many are getting out. In fact, the national statistics show that within 3 years, less than 3 years now, there will not be enough first responders to answer the call when you make a 911 call. So what a scary thought that is for the citizens when you call 911 and you have to leave a message and somebody's trying to break through your front door.
Sure.
So that's the situation we're in today.
Talk a little bit about how communities can partner with you at Invest USA to protect themselves and create more protected communities for those who are out there serving in some pretty dangerous situations.
Well, I asked them to go to our website, InvestUSA, that's InvestUSA.org. They'll find a litany of things that they can do, but let me give you three quick things that every person needs to know. First of all, make sure that you understand who your first responders are in your community, because they are assigned to each and every individual community. Know who they are. Make sure that you tell them, thank you for a job well done, thank you for your service. If you're able to, maybe buy them their lunch, bring them some cookies. And then why is that so important? We have never had a time in the history of this country when the morale has been so low as it is with our first responders now. Imagine going to a job where your life is on the line every day, thinking you're unappreciated, underpaid, overworked. You get the point.
Yep.
So that's the first thing to do. Second thing is, if you're able, donate on the site to make sure that you're able to, we're able to buy them the protective gear they need to come home safely to their families. And then thirdly, I tell people, make sure you're armed, make sure you have a firearm, you know how to use it, and you're trained. You will not be effective in helping to defend those and protect those who protect us if you can't protect yourself. So those are a few little tips to get started, but there's a litter of things on the website of programs that you can do to get engaged and to help our young people become the next generation of community servants.
InvestUSA.org is the organization that you are that you're in charge of. We certainly appreciate the service that you're providing and the service of our men and women in all aspects of the front lines. We appreciate you coming by, Michael, and look forward to visiting with you again.
We love it. We appreciate the opportunity you've given us, and thank you for what you're doing to make America a better place to be. And God bless America. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You as well. Absolutely. A lot to.